好，感谢主。神把我们带到2021年12月19日的主日讲道时间来。
God has us to December 19, 2021 sermon time.
那今天讲到的题目是男女性别律。
The sermon title today is the law of the gender.
开始讲到以前有个祷告，把时间交给神。
Let's start with a prayer.
天父，感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
感谢你今天让我们来关心你在世界上创天造地。造男造女。
And thank you, you just led us to care about today's topic, creation, that you create man and a woman.
主，让我们今天回头去数算主你的恩典。
So when we just count your blessings, count the blessings.
也看见神你在创天造地的时候，你在人生命当中的心意。
Also, we see your heart for the purpose that for you, to create this whole world.
主，求你带领我们。
Please guide us.
帮助我们看见男女性别律当中的奥秘。
And just help us to see the mystery about the gender law.
感谢祷告奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，男女性别律。
The law of gender.
讲这个题目其实蛮困难的。
Actually, it's not easy to preach about this title.
特别在今天这个世界上的潮流已经把我们带到了一个女性主义高台的一个阶段了。
Especially in today's world, the trend just bring up the women's role.
但是我们还是要回到圣经当中来看世间的一切事情，对不对
？However, we still need to come back to the Bible and to look at this world.
我相信这也是保罗属灵生命的成熟使然才会谈这个问题。
I believe this is due to Paul's spiritual maturity, so we talk about this.
当他生命走到了日臻成熟的这个位置上的时候，他开始关心教会的男女性别律了。
So when Paul's life just said the spiritual brings to the spiritual maturity, he has begun to care about the gender law of the church.
他当然不是在谈妇女解放啊，妇女的地位啊，他不是谈这些问题。
It's not about the to release the women's right, and he's just talking about about the truth in the Bible.
他其实谈的是基督第一次降临之后，然后弟兄和姐妹在教会里的服侍，男女各自的角色吧。
So especially after the first coming of Christ, and so just talking about the roles and mission, and also the coordination of the men and women of the ministry.
这个使命与相互的配搭和男女的角色有怎样的关系呢
？So we see co-work that relation, and what is what's the relation about it?
教会如果不说真理的话呢
？If the church does not speak the truth,
那教会就会跟着世界去找什么男女平等啦、妇女解放啦，甚至是性别互换啦、男女同厕啦，甚至同性恋等等这些荒谬的话题呢？这就是今天的现象，对不对
？So if the church does not speak the truth, and then the world just talk about.Those are the topics such as like gender equality and women's liberation and even gender swaps and men and women just using the same restroom.
我们今天会借着保罗的提摩太前书2章8到15节来看看男女的性别律啊。
So through today's the verse in the First Timothy chapter 2 verse 8 to 12, let's look at the law of gender.
先来看第一点，男人的本分。
Let's look at the first point, men's duty.
大家有没有想过男人是谁啊
？Have you thought about this question? So who is the man?
应该如何看待这个问题呢
？So how should we look at this issue?
短短的八节经文其实所谈的是有限的。
So in the short eight verses, actually, this is very limited to explain.
那么到底保罗要解决什么问题呢
？So what exactly does Paul trying to just illustrate?
首先他认为男人应当控制情绪。
So first of all, He thought men should control their emotions.
情绪是什么
？What are emotions?
简单的讲，情绪就是感觉的综合延伸嘛。
So just simply put, emotion is the comprehensive extension of feeling.
包括我们的喜怒哀乐乐啊，哀乐爱呀、等等，对吧
？So that including the joy, anger, sadness, love, etc.
其实我们在任何一种情感上的失控。都会带来一些不可控制的结果。
So any loss of the control will just cause this irreparable consequences.
有些结果会变成是无法挽回的后果呀。
So some of the outcome just becomes irreparable consequence.
Yeah, 我们看起初啦。
So let's look at the very beginning.
Yeah, 撒旦当年诱惑夏娃去吃那个禁果呢。
So during the time that Satan just chose to tempt Eve and to eat fruit.
我也在想，在什么样的情况下呢？
So I was just thinking, what kind of situation was that?
Yeah, 会不会是在亚当夏娃两口子闹矛盾
？So could it be just Adam and Eve they had a conflict?
会不会是两口子大吵一架
？Could they just have a big fight?
特别是这个第一个男人亚当情绪失控的时候
，Especially maybe when Adam the first man and when he's out of control of his emotion.
撒旦可能趁着这个男人情绪失控的时候进入到这个家庭。找这个家庭的女人去说话，对吧
？Maybe Satan just used this kind of a situation when Adam just lost control of his emotion, then he went just to reach Eve.
否则怎么会发生这么一幅图画呢
？Otherwise, how could this kind of picture would happen?
家里边有外人来了，怎么男人不出去接待，女人就跑去接待呢？奇怪啊
！Someone just came to the house, and how come?Adam would not just greet this person, but Eve did.
好像这个亚当也从爱太太的生命景况进入到一个怕太太这个光景之中呢。
So Adam's life just changes from love his wife and became just afraid of his wife.
人在爱中是有能力识别真假的。
So when people are in love, they're able to discern true or false.
当男人处在害怕的光景当中的时候，他是一片茫然的。
When man is in the situation of fear, actually, his situation is kind of puzzled.
所以在这里给姐妹们提个醒啦。
So therefore, here, I just want to remind sisters.
鼓励丈夫爱你，而不要怕你啊。
Encourage your husband to love you, not just to be afraid of you.
男人一旦怕你的话呢，他就没有能力带领你，带领家庭，给家庭带来祝福啦。
Once your husband is afraid of you, then he's not able to be the spiritual leader.
所以你看到夏娃令亚当多么的害怕他，对吧
？So you can tell how does Eve just make that Adam just so afraid of her？
怎么知道害怕呢
？How do we know he has fear？
呀，撒旦给他吃个果子，他也给老公吃，老公也乖乖地就吃了，为什么不爱而怕嘛
？So look at this. So Satan just gave the fruit to Eve. Eve ate it, and also gave Adam to eat.
有的时候，这个妻管严呐，也会带来很大的后果的，知道不
？So you just need to know about the consequence when a husband is afraid of the wife.
这个后果不会单单停留在你们夫妇两个，它传到下一代的。
You have to know that the consequence will not just stop in you and your husband. Actually, will just pass on to your children.
你如果不信，你就每天在家。好好的认真的大吵大闹试一试啊
If you do not believe that, you just have a quarrel with your husband, just try it.
你再花50年100年的时间看看你的儿子孙子或者几代孙子都在你这个 DNA 里边可能你也受到上一代的遗传呐、啊、对不对
So maybe just 50 years or later, and you will see this consequence, or you can also see, and just also just from your ancestors.
从圣经中来看呢
So from...The Bibles.
这种情绪失控的罪性就传给该隐了。
So this kind of sinful nature just passed on to Cain.
而这一个后果就是把他的兄弟亚伯给杀了。
And the consequence is he killed his brother Abel.
而且这种罪性没有停在这儿继续往下走啊。
And this kind of sinful nature did not stop.
神拣选了亚伯拉罕，对不对
？God chose Abraham, right?
亚伯拉罕生了以撒，对不对
？So Abraham had Isaac.
以为生了雅各，对不对？
And then that he had Jacob.
雅各也承受了亚当的遗传呐、
啊。So Jacob, he also received this those legacy just from Adam.
又能争又能抢，对不对
？And he could fight, and also he could just kind of just grab fight for things.
以他的孩子西缅和利未为首的以色列的众子，因为妹妹受到羞辱。把四件合成的男人都杀光了。
So the son of Israel just headed just by the Simon and the Levi, And they killed all the men in Shechem because of their sister's humiliation.
Yeah, 这个动作是惹动神的愤怒的。
And this action just provokes God's wrath.
Yeah, 今天保罗在这里寻找属灵的仆人啊。
So today here, Paul is looking for the spiritual leader.
他在尝试找着一个能够在这末世广传福音的属灵的领袖啊。
He's just looking for the spiritual leader in this the last days.
作为男人。
So as a man.
我们凭着信心去把大山给移动可能甚至都不难。
So by faith, and it is easy, it's not hard to move a huge mountain.
但是你发现没有掌控情绪确实更加难的事情会不会
However, you may notice it is very difficult to control emotions, right?
所以这是保罗认为这是男人的第一个本分你要掌控情绪。
So therefore, and that is what student men should have, that is to control their emotions.
其次呢是男人当成为圣洁了。
Secondly, men should be holy.
保罗在这里谈男人的圣洁呢他在谈什么
So what is Paul talking about men's holiness?
它其实是超越了道德伦理的层面的人本主义啊。
So actually, the men's holiness is already just a long surpassed human level of morality and ethics.
乃是建立在信仰和价值观的神人关系上来看圣洁这件事情。
It is based on the God-man relationship of belief and values to see holiness.
我们作为女人呢，怎么看男人呢？
As a woman, how do we look at men?
我怎么期望找到一个好男人呢
？So what is my expectation to find a good man?
这个男人最好是负责任哦。
So he better be the person who's responsible.
不但负责任，还有担当，好不好
？Also, he's willing to bear the burden.
最好是才华横溢啊。
And the best that he's talented.
有趣味啊。
And he said that in the very interesting.
而且有能力可以去。带领家庭对吧
Also, he's very capable to lead family.
更重要作为妻子这个人要爱老婆啊爱妻子啊
Also, very important thing is he must love his wife.
只做一个女人的丈夫这多好
And Also, he's the woman only husband.
所以爱家庭的男人应该是圣洁男人的标配会不会
So therefore, the family loving man he should be the standard for a holy man.
当然很难了
Of course, it is very difficult.
今天要找一个这样的男人，好像是海底捞针这么难，会不会啊
？So today to find such man, and it's so rare.
这可能是我们每一个女人的梦想，会不会
？This may be every woman's dream, right?
但是圣经对一个圣洁男人的要求，仿佛不是这个标准。
However, what the Bible requires of a holy man just it's not standard.
他看的是这个男人和上帝的关系。
So, in the Bible, God just look at this man's relationship with God.
你是不是一个被神分别为圣的人
So, are you the one and who's just the sanctified?
那怎么样能够看见一个男人是被神分别为圣呢
So, how do we see and this man is just that in God is that sanctified?
刚才举的这么多标准保罗都没有用
We just list so many just the standard, but Paul didn't use it.
保罗的要求很奇怪，也是很可爱的一个标准。
So Paul's requirement is very strange, and this.
他说：“你既然属于神，举手，把手举起来，我是属神的。”
And he said, "Since you just believe in God, just raise your hand."
你举起手，让所有人都看见你是一个属上帝的人呢。
So raise your hand, so everybody can see that you're the one belong to God.
你不要一问的时候把手缩头乌龟，不敢出声，那不行。
So don't just let the people ask you. You just don't raise your hand and just kind of hide it.
当你举起手让所有人看见的时候，意思就是你甘愿接受任何人所有人的监督啊。
So when you raise your hand, and so that everyone just can see, and you're willing to be supervised by others.
所以举手是保罗提出来一个最基本的标配啊。
Therefore, and that is the standard from by Paul. He said to raise your hand.
而不是自甘堕落呀。
And just rather than just fall into the trap or fall into this trap.
而不能够凭血气夸口说自己的自律能力与众不同，不需要人的监督，以免落入撒旦的陷阱啊。
And it's not by boasting that the ones that self-discipline and is different from others.
所以男人的圣洁的前提是接纳自己是不圣洁的。
Therefore, for man's holiness, it's for man to admit that he is not holy.
所以是需要。圣灵的掌管
Therefore, he needs the Holy Spirit and just have a sovereignty on him.
需要教会弟兄姐妹一同的共同的监督啊。
Also, with the church brother, sister's supervision.
也需要在神和在世人面前高高的把手举起来说，至于我和我一家都必定侍奉耶和华。
Also raise your hand in front of God and people to say, for me and my family, we will serve God.
亲爱的弟兄，你愿意举起你圣洁的双手吗？
Dear brother, are you willing to just raise up your both hands, your holy hands?
还是遇事就往后逃，往后躲，然后唯唯诺诺的不敢说话呢？
Or do you just choose just kind of escape and hide yourself?
见到妻子有不对的事情，你不敢吭声，怕老婆呀。
When you see your wife has wrong, but you just do not say anything, just so you're afraid of your wife.
见到儿女犯错了，也不敢指出他的错来呀。
So when you see your children has mistake, and you just dare not to point it out.
当你不敢将你的手举起来的时候，你就陷入不圣洁的光景了，弟兄姐妹。
So when you're not willing to raise your hand, you're just fall into the situation that's that in not holy.
好，最后是。男人当随处祷告。
Finally, men should pray everywhere.
Yeah, 男人好面子，我们都知道，对吧
？So men want to have a good face. We all know that.
那保罗什么意思呢
？What does Paul mean?
你不但是举手见光啊。
So Paul meant that men not only raise their hands under the light.
你不但是让所有人都看见你举手
，but let everyone see you.
而且还祷告。
Also, you pray.
还要让所有人听见你的祷告。
So that everyone can hear your prayer.
Yeah, 如果真是这样子的话呢
？If that's the case，
那么属黑暗的人是不敢邀请你与罪同舞的。
In this way, people of darkness, they are not invite you to join sin.
因为一讲是非，你就举手祷告，把是非讲出来了。
Because once if they just speak the gossip and you raise your hand and just pray.
因为刚想做一点什么黑暗的事情，你在举手当中、祷告当中就公布出来了。
Because when you want to do something in the darkness, but once you just pray, you are under the light.
一在背后里议论这个议论那个，就有人举手把黑暗的事情沉迷在光中啊。
And if people want to gossip behind you, and then you just pray and just also just let it just show under the light.
我记得我在三十四五年前出国以前了。
I remember about 34, 35 years ago, and before I went abroad.
我在国内是在银行工作。
And I worked at a bank when I was in China.
Yeah, 那个时候在技改处嘛，技术改造这个贷款处工作了。
I just worked in the mortgage department.
也会遇到企业想塞点红包，塞点钱给你。
I also encountered some situation that people want to just bribe me.
Yeah, 我就对说，你只要把钱给我，我就给监察室、给纪检会啊。
So I told him that as long as you just I receive your money, I will just hand it over to the monitoring room.
所以吃饭的时候，我就跟那企业家呀、跟那些老朋友们呐、就讲了，千万不要给我一分钱。我说我给了我钱，我肯定上交纪检会、监察室。
So when we just had a meal together, I just told him, if you give me those kind of money, I will just.Hand it over to the monitoring room.
结果那些企业都怕我。
And then the company they are afraid of me.
不敢跟我走得太亲近了。
And they just dare not. They are too close to me.
九二年我带着师母带着女儿回国探亲啊。
1992, I just brought my wife and my kids back to China to visit my family.
要我就回原单位去看看原来的同事们呢。
So I just went back to visit my old colleagues.
行长就说话了。
So the leader just talked to me.
他说可能你是为数不多的一个人敢从银行的正门口进来。
And he said, "You're just very rare, one of the person you're there just to walk from the front door."
因为按照我们的了解呢，你是可能为数不多的一个没有贪一分钱的人。
And he said, "You are just maybe very very rare, one of the person you did not just do any just corruption thing."
Yeah, 我想信主前尚且可以如此。
So I'm just thinking, and for people just before they believe in God, that God is like this.
我们信主后的人岂不更加应该活出神的荣耀来吗
？So and then people like us, after we believe in God, shouldn't we just also do this the same?
Yeah, 所以我们要举手祷告。
Therefore, we just need to raise hands to.
让世界的人都知道我们是一个向神祷告的人。
So let the world know that we're the one we pray to God.
让黑暗也会远离你的。
Let the darkness stay away from you.
其实教会里面也会有不少的黑暗的。
Actually, in the church, there are also the darkness.
我刚来美国的时候，那间教会呢，就有一个教会的大佬啊，也跑来，也跟我说一些黑暗的事情啊。
When I first came to the church, when in the United States, and there's a, like a, the church has a person, he just came to talk to me.
开执事会以前，他就先告诉我，让我说一些他心中期望的话。
So before we had a deacon board meeting, and this brother just asked me to say something that is according to his will.
针对当时的 leading pastor, 也是我们的英文牧师了。
So he wanted me to say something about our leading pastor, who's the American pastor.
我当时我记得我的举手祷告，我说这件事万万不可。
I remember that time. I just raised my hand to pray to God, and this thing.And I just cannot do it.
我说你这个话应该在同工会在执事会里边公开的讲啊。
And I said, well, for what you told me, actually, we should just under the light and just share in the deacon board meeting.
或者你自己在执事会里边可以讲啊。
Or you just speak for yourself in the deacon board meeting.
为什么叫我的口来讲你心中的话呢
？So why just ask just me to say the words?And just for the words that in your heart.
Yeah, 那原来那个，呀，就是原来这个教会原来的牧师也是一样啊。
And same as the pastor, the original pastor in that church, he's the same.
Yeah, 他很想当一个荣誉牧师啊。
Because he wants to be the pastor emeritus.
也让我来帮他说他的心愿呢。
He also just asked me and to speak for him about his wish.
我说我都不知道什么是荣誉牧师，我刚从挪威来，我哪里懂得美国这么多文化呢
？I said I just came from Norway. I don't even know about what kind of the culture it is to have like a so-called pastor emeritus.
他说这个在美国文化都很普通了，荣誉董事长、荣誉总经理、荣誉院长、荣誉牧师，你不懂你就顺服就好了。
And he said, well, this is the culture in the United States, and there's so-called emeritus, so-called a pastor or president and chairperson. He said, you just do it.
我说顺服得顺服神吧。
Then I replied to him. I responded to him, and I said, well, I just want to obey God.
我说你跟我讲的东西我没有感动啊，在圣灵里没有感动，我岂可随便说话呢
？And I said, I don't. My heart is not touched.From the Holy Spirit to say so, why just ask me to do it?
我就跟他讲，我的祷告没有这个领受啊。
I just told him in my prayer, I do not have received this.
我今天回想起来，我好感谢这个随处举手祷告的恩典，救了我一命。
So when I think back, I just thank God that was the God just saved my life, saved me just from just for me just raise my hand to pray to Him.
以至于我那个时候没有让他当枪使。去行上帝不喜悦的事情啊
So, therefore, and I was not used by him to do things that does not please the Lord.
当然，大家也不要把好像举手祷告这个事情变成一个好像一个可以拜偶像的工具，有什么了不起？不是这个意思。
However, I don't mean that just to we just look at a raised hand to pray as like an idol.
你知道在新约圣经谁最善于举手祷告吗？
Do you know who's the person in the New Testament and who just raised a hand to pray?
Yeah, 就是法利赛人了。
That's Pharisees.
耶稣就说他们是假冒伪善的人。
And Jesus called they were the hypocrites.
Yeah, 以赛亚说神也必不听虚假的祷告，对吧
？And Isaiah also said that God would not listen to the false prayers.
其实举手祷告的核心是对神用心灵和诚实来敬拜他。
Actually, the core to raise hand to pray to God is.To worship God with our whole heart.
好，男人的自，男人的本分呢
？So man's duty.
包括控制情绪，成为圣洁，和举手随处祷告。
Including control our emotion and just be holy, and also to pray everywhere.
好，我们来看第二点。
Let's look at the second point.
女人的自守。
Propriety of women.
讲完男人，讲女人了。
After talking about men, now let's talk about women.
Yeah, 保罗从女人的自守开始讲起。
So Paul just start talking about the propriety of women.
Yeah, 从保罗的论述当中来看，显然女人的自守这个问题不简单，不容易，对吧
？So from just Paul's just talking, obviously, the woman's propriety seems to be a difficult task.
讲男人的比目不太多，讲女人的数量好像比较多哟。
So Paul did not write much about men, but he wrote a lot about women.
这会不会表示女人的自我谨守是一件困难的事呢？
So could that be the propriety of women is not an easy thing?
但确实神很看重的问题，对吧？
However, God just like it is very just that it's a habit.
好，首先是离开外表的虚荣啊。
So first, leave the vanity of appearance.
什么是外表的虚荣呢？
So what is the vanity of appearance?
比较容易看到是外表的装饰吧。
So maybe we just think about the exterior, the makeup.
女人都喜欢化妆啊，对不对？
So women like to do makeup.
你知道吗？化妆其实是表达你内心价值观驱动的方向，你想过没有？
Have you thought about this? Actually, the makeup just expresses the direction driven by the inner values.
我们都知道，所谓女为悦己者容，对不对？
So we just talk about it's talking about a girl will just doll herself up for the man who loves her.
当然，女人今天上到马路上出街离开家，都会化化妆吧。
So for a woman just left her home, usually she will just do some makeup.
那怎么看待这个问题呢？
Then how do we look at this?
保罗其实在讲一个人的内心深处的动机了。
Paul was talking about the inner motivation.
二章九节怎么说呢？
So 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 9.
他说我又愿女人廉耻自守，以正派衣裳为装饰，不以编法黄金珍珠和贵价的衣裳为装饰，对吧？
I also want women to dress modestly with decency and propriety, adorning themselves not with elaborate hairstyles or gold or pearls or expensive clothes.
鼓励所有的姐妹们把这节经文好好读一下，对吧？
I encourage all sisters and read this verse very seriously.
我们有没有一些特别贵的衣服呢？
Do you have any clothes that are very expensive?
几千块钱一件衣服你有吗？
Do you have a clothes? It's $1,000.
上万块钱的一件衣服你可能也会有啊。
Maybe you have a clothes. It's like more than like $10,000.
我曾经认识一位姐妹，她的衣服每件都是在3000块钱以上，然后大概3万块钱以下，大概这个区间的衣服。3000块钱以下衣服她是不穿的。
I used to know a sister. She has a clothes.Like between 3,000 to 30,000. If the clothes is under 3,000, she would not buy it.
每次出门如果没有珍珠、黄金、钻石在她的珠光宝气的身上，她也是不敢出门的。
And when she just go out, if she did not just put on all those jewelries, she would not go out.
然后还要花很多的钱去，什么减肥啦、瘦身啦、健身啦，花很多钱在自己的这些外表的装饰上吧。
Also, she spent a lot of money just about her appearance.
想想当年，夏娃为什么那么容易接受撒旦对她的诱惑呢？
So I'm just thinking, how come it's so easy just for Eve to be tempted by the snake?
女人的眼睛可能都比较容易是外貌协会的，会不会？
So,
比较注重外表。
They just focus on the appearance.
要不然化那么多妆干什么呢？
Otherwise, why just do so much makeup?
当年想一想，蛇的身材就很好啊。
So back then, let's look. The snake has the figure was so good.
今天的女人都喜欢那个小蛮腰，对不对？
So today's woman just like to have a small waist.
蛇就是个小蛮腰啊。
And the snake has a small waist.
而且还会扭。
Also, he can just twist.
所以女人走路的时候，你看很多电影里啊，很多演员呢。从背后看过去都是一扭一扭的往前走的，对吧？
So just like you saw in the movie, for the female just character, when they walk and just like a twister body.
但是如果女人以此为生活的目标呢？
However, if the women use this as the purpose of their life,
就会落入保罗的责备当中了。
Then they will just fall into the Paul's disrebuke.
保罗就会说你这样就失去了廉耻与自守啊。
So Paul said, in this case, you will just lose the shame and also it's a propriety.
如果是活在某些比较专制啊、独裁啊那种人定胜天、妇女能顶半边天的国家或者环境当中呢？
So if you live in a country and you think you can just do everything,
我们甚至我们性格上也会扭曲啊。
And also that will just twist the character.
人性上也开始会变掉。
also in just humanity, and it will just also change the situation.
你想一想，我们总是欲与天公试比高啊。
Always, we just want to just compete with the Lord.
甚至是不知廉耻的自欺欺人啊。
Also, just deceive themselves just without any shame.
甚至还说是人定胜天，怎么办呢？
And even say that the man will just triumph over the nature.
以为自己的魅力可以迷倒所有的男人。
And she may think that with their charm can just win the man's heart.
在香港服侍的时候，真是见过一个这样的姐妹啊。
When I served in Hong Kong, I did see this kind of, there's one sister like this.
Yeah, 好像是 yeah, 李宗仁的一个什么亲戚吧，我也忘了 yeah, 什么样的关系我忘了，反正跟他有一些关系吧。
So she's like a relative of the man, his name is 李宗仁。
Yeah, 所以 yeah, 他不详细讲他的具体的光景了。
So I'm not saying that about the detail of that.
我要指出的是人心中的不安啊。
I'm going to say it's the anxiety in the people's heart.
就会像当年的雅各到处抓抓抓，对吧
so, ？And then that would just be just like a Jacob, just want to grasp.
总在这个世界找出一些自以为有价值的东西来填补内心的不安的。
So in this situation, the person will just continue to find things that the world consider valuable.
但是殊不知，人生命这个空虚的黑洞是填不满的。
However, we just know that the black hole of life is not able to be filled fully.
你会越填越空，你知道吗？
And it will just even fill in more and more emptiness.
你越往里填，这个洞就会越大了。
The more you fill, and it's just more holes.
直到一个地步是全然的亏缺了上帝的荣耀。
Until it completely just falls short of the glory of God.
呀，亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
外表的虚荣填不满你内心的空虚的。
So with the outside appearance cannot fulfill the emptiness in your heart.
Yeah, 那怎么办呢？
What can we do?
Yeah, 保罗给的出路是其次内里良善的境界。
So Paul just gives us the outlet. He says that secondly, the
二章十节，保罗说，只要有善行，这才与自称是敬神的女人相宜呀。
At First Timothy chapter 2 verse 10, but with good deeds appropriate for women.Who profess to worship God?
什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
Yeah, 保罗是在反对女人化妆吗？
Is Paul against women's makeup?
保罗甚至在反对美丽吗？
Or is he just even against beauty?
当然不是了。
Of course not.
Yeah, 美丽与秩序是神起初创造的，对吧？
Beauty and the order were created by God in the beginning.
良善与公义是属神儿女的装饰啊。
And goodness and righteousness are the makeup of God's
creation. 所以按照保罗的逻辑呢，你只要有善行，美丽就在其中了。
So with Paul's logic, as long as that there's a good deeds, and then beauty is in it.
一个会笑的女人是美丽的，你知道吗？
A person who can smile and she's beautiful.
当然，笑也有不同的笑了。
Also, there's different type of smile.
Yeah, 都是笑，但其中由心。发出的笑才是美丽的。
So that everyone can smile. However, the smile from the heart is beautiful.
你浓妆艳抹去遮不住你面容的衰老啊。
If a woman just wear the heavy makeup, but she just cannot hide the aging of her face.
你戴金饰、辫头发、珠光宝气十足，也难掩生命渐渐衰老的镜照，对吧
？So just wearing the gold jewelry and braided hair and full of jewels.It is difficult to conceal the mirror image of the aging of life.
Yeah, 我记得94、95这两年。
I remember 94 and 95.
我在挪威的中部的一个城市托汉去，在那传福音的这两年。
And during those 2 years, I shared the gospel at Trondheim, Norway.
Yeah, 每次去呢，教会就安排一位老姐妹，好像68、70岁的一个老姐妹接待我。
Each time I went there, and church arranged a sister, her age is like 68.
Yeah, 这位老姐妹到去世的时候呢
？Until the sister passed away.
Yeah, 我专门在她床前跟她为她做了个祷告。
I prayed for her just on the side of her bed.
每次我回到这个城市的时候，我都会去她家待几个小时。
Every time I went to Trondheim, I would stay in her house for a few hours.
你知道我去她家做什么？
Do you know what I did in her house?
我 带着师母带着孩子一起去她家。
So I went to her house with my wife and my children.
你想象不到我去她家就在阳台上的躺椅上躺一个小时躺半个小时睡一睡。
And you just cannot believe when I go there I just went to just a, her balcony and just like, sit on a, just a reclining chair and just rest.
我现在还记得她的名字叫做 Gunmo 对吧。
I remember her name is Gunmo.
Yeah, 好怀念这个老姐妹，她死的时候大概八十岁不到。
I really miss this old sister. When she passed away, her age is about near 80.
我记得我在她家里边的感受是什么，你知道吗
？You know how I feel when I was in her house.
就是身心灵合起来的美丽二字。
So that is the beauty of this word about just her whole person.
这个姐妹一个老人家，但是很美。
So this sister, an old sister, she's beautiful.
这个美不是外表带来的那种美丽，是心灵深处那种领受的那份美丽。
So her beauty is not just her appearance. Actually, it is from the inner, the inside out.
想想都很怀念她。
I really miss her.
她家里的空气好像呼吸起来都是美丽的。
Even I just the air in her house when I just breathed it. And it's just, it's beautiful.
每次我在他阳台上躺着小憩一下呢 休息一下呢
Every time, when I just rest in her balcony,
这位老姐妹就拿一个毯子在我身上轻轻的一盖
This old sister will just put the blanket, just lightly, just put on cover me.
像是一个母亲看着儿子的眼神一样在旁边守候着我
Like a mother, look at the son, this kind of a feeling.
你能感受到这份美丽吗
？Can you feel this beauty？
我感受到。
I did。
亲爱的姐妹们
，Dear sisters，
假如在你的生命当中
，If in your life，
你身边的人因为你在旁边的守候而感受到这种美丽，呼吸到这种美丽，体会到这种美丽，你想你在神面前有多丰厚的交账啊
？So if and someone just said。Just near you, and they can just feel this beauty. And how would that be when you give account to God?
Yeah, 这个姐妹去世也快二十年了。
This sister has passed away about 20 years.
二十多年了吧？二十多年了。
Actually, the 20 some years.
我今天还常常怀念她呀。
Even today, I still miss him often.
Yeah, 我知道是什么在吸引我。
I know. So, what is the thing that's attracting?
是他生命里边的基督的样式，基督的形象，那份美丽在吸引我。
That is the image of Christ in her life.
她可能是我在这个世上所接触的女性其中一位最美丽的。
She may be just one of the female in this world, and just really, I make me feel she's beautiful.
所以鼓励姐妹们呢，也效法和学习这个姐妹了。
So I encourage sisters and just imitate this sister, these old sisters.
Yeah, 这个人是心地善良。
She has a very kind heart.
口出恩言。
And she's just spoke the gracious words.
常常行善。
And always just do the good deeds.
邻里敬虔。
Also the godly in spirit.
她只需淡淡的化化妆。
She only needs to put on this makeup very lightly.
就非常美丽了。
And then she's beautiful already.
我现在还记得我在旁边欣赏她的美丽的时候，由衷的发出对主的敬拜。
I still remember when I admire her beauty, and I just also just handed just the worship to the Lord.
要给大家男人们一个标准来欣赏美丽吧。
So I'll just give up.Man, the standard, how to admire beauty.
当你看见一个女人的美丽是心生敬畏，向神发出敬拜，那是一个上帝所祝福的一个美丽啊。
So when you look at the woman, her beauty, and just make you just feel the Lord, and that is the.
如果你看见一个漂亮的姑娘，你心生邪念，属撒旦的。
If you look at a beautiful lady, and but you just have to like evil thinking, then that belongs to Satan.
所以作为姐妹来讲，你也想你要以怎样的样式去吸引你的弟兄呢？
So as a sister, so what kind of image you want to have to attract brother?
你穿的衣服有必要那么低胸吗？
So the clothes that you wear, do you have just very low cut?
Yeah, 某种程度上来讲，你也在陷害你的弟兄，你知道吗？
In a certain point, you are also just tempted and just make your brother sin.
让你的美丽成为吸引弟兄来到神面前的这个器皿，你愿意吗？
So let yourself just be the beauty and just attract the brother to come to the Lord. Are you willing?
这是一种内里良善的敬虔呐。
So this is a godliness of the inner.
好，最后是沉静学到的顺服啊。
Finally, just learn in quietness and the full submission.
这一点是圣经中的难点了。
This is a difficult point in the Bible.
比较难解释这一点。
It's not easy to just explain.
今天的经文当中出现了一些不太容易解释的地方。
So in the verse, and there's some part is not easy to interpret.
一方面，我愿意按照圣经来鼓励姐妹们在教会的服事啊。
On one hand, I'm willing to encourage sisters to serve in the church according to the Bible.
另一方面，我也必须讲出男女性别律的教导。
On the other hand, I also must teach the gender law of men and women.
如果我们从创世纪到启示录去观察男女的性别律呢？
So, from Genesis to Revelation, if we look at the gender law,
我们会发现女人的受造决定了姐妹在服事当中是以配搭作为一个主要的角色了。
What was the creation of men, women determines the sister's main role as co-worker in serving.
Yeah.当女人的服事超越了配搭这个界限的时候呢
？So when a woman's ministry transcends the boundaries of co-working,
那么保罗沉浸学到的顺服这个教导呢，就成为教导姐妹的律法了。
Then Paul's quiet learning of submission just becomes the law for teaching sisters.
作为姐妹，你是否沉浸呢？是你对神的态度。
So, as a sister.Whether you're quiet or not is your attitude.
也是表达你是否在上帝面前愿意受教的谦卑啊。
Also, it is an expression of the humbleness to be taught.
以及对起初先于男人犯罪的悔改了。
And also, it is a repentance of sins that preceded the man in the first place.
这一点有很多姐妹不服气，对吧？
Actually, many sisters just do not agree with this.
那犯罪不是男人有责任，女人有责任吗？
And sister would say, so about the sin, and doesn't men?
保罗就特别拿出来讲啊，说是你们女人先犯的罪啊。
But here Paul said, actually, the woman and who sin first.
那犯罪后的女人有怎样的染色体呢？
So for the women who already who sinned, and what kind of the chromosomes she has.
这个染色体就是辖制男人啊。
So that is to govern man.
圣经说你必恋慕你的丈夫，这个恋慕就是辖制的意思，控制的意思。
The Bible says actually women, you would just want to just control your husband.
所以你很少见到一个真心顺服的女人，对吧？
So it's very difficult to find a woman who just truly just submit to her husband.
女人结婚以后首先要控制男人的金钥匙啊，金库要掌握在手里啊。
So when a woman just married first, she just want to control this, the golden key, that is the finance.
控制他的时间表啊。
Also control his time schedule.
控制他的眼神有没有看其他的姑娘啊。
And control his eyes if he just look at other women.
这个当然做的事情不一定是错，可能是对的。
Of course, and the things she did may not just be wrong.
这里边讲的是女人跟男人的关系那种控制欲，要在神面前去对付的。
And this is talking about the women to control their mind and that to govern man.
所以上帝要女人活出顺服，而不是控制啊。
So therefore, God just want women to just live the life of submission and not to control.
如果不去经历沉浸学到的顺服呢？
If women do not experience the submission of the quiet learning,
你不但学不会顺服，
you not only cannot learn how to just submit,
日后跟神也很难交账。
In the future, it is also difficult to give account to God.
好，我们看第三点。
Let's look at the third point.
男女的次序。
Order of men and women.
这堂道越讲越沉重，会不会？
So, is this sermon just that the more we talk, the more it's kind of heavy?
平常可能我们听这类的道听的不多，对吧？
So, ordinary, we don't hear this kind of the sermon title.
也是我想，可能我的牧师们也都怕姐妹们呢，女传道们也都怕不敢讲。
Maybe the pastor is afraid of the sisters and also the female minister.
今天我想神也是让我放胆讲真理了。
I think today, God just let me just boldly share about the truth.
好，第三点是男女的次序。
The third point, order of men and women.
我们从起初神创造天地来看。
Let's look at from the beginning of God's creation.
是按照神的形象的样式来造人，对不对？
So the human beings are were created in the image and likeness of God.
乃是造男造女啊。
God created the man and woman.
关于男女的次序，我们难免可能会问：女人为什么要顺服呢？
Regarding the order of men and women, we will inevitably ask, why do just the women obey?
其实道理很简单，对吧？
Actually, the reason is very simple.
因为从受造的目的来看呢，
Because from the purpose of creation,
女人是为了男人而造的，
Women are created for man.
男人不是为了女人而造，对吧？
And men are not created for women.
而且从创造的次序来看，先造的是亚当，后造的是夏娃。
Also, from the order of creation, Adam was created first, and then Eve.
所以首先呢，受造先后的次序，我们来看这个。
So, first, the order of creation.
道理很简单，先来后到，总有一个规矩吧。
Very simple, and there's always a rule, just for so-called first come, first serve.
亚当是先来到这世上啊。
So Adam's the one come to the world first.
那夏娃是否应该有一个尊重的态度呢
？So should Eve have a respectful attitude?
有一个十八岁的年轻人问我，哎，为什么要尊重老人家呢
？There's a young man, age 18, he asked me, so why should I respect the elderly?
他觉得他的婆婆呀、公公啊，太啰啰嗦嗦的，不想顺服。
And he thought his grandpa, grandma just talk too much. He did not want to respect them.
更加很难尊重了。
And even hard to just hard to respect.
老人家从国内来到美国，然后凡事呢都不如他。他上个网，查一个 Google， 什么都懂了。这老人家什么都不懂啊。
So when the elders that they come to the U.S. and they just don't know about this, how to go online.
所以有一天的老人家，这个年轻人问我，牧师为什么要尊重老人家啊
？So one day this young man asked me, say, why I should respect the elderly?
我说老人家比你先来到这个世界啊。
So I replied to him, I said, because the old man just came to this world before you.
而且尊重老人、孝敬老人是上帝定的规矩啊。
Also, that's a rule set by God. We need to respect the elders.
家里来。客人啦
，So and there are guests at home.
一家之主应该出去迎接客人才对啊。
And the head of the household should go out to just greet the guests.
对啊，撒旦来了，为什么亚当不出来呢
？Satan came, but why didn't Adam come out?
因为当撒旦来篡改神的话语的时候，亚当是有第一手资料的。
Because when Satan just tampered with God's words, and Adam he has a first-handDialogue materials.
亚当，你为何不出来为真理去征战呢
？Adam, why don't you come out to fight for the truth?
所以夏娃跟亚当的关系，发现第一个男人就没有做好一个表率的作用。
So therefore, and between man and husband, the first couple, so Adam just did not just do a good example.
该挺直腰杆为神的真理去征战的时候，男人们都去哪了呢
？So when you should just fight for the truth, so where are the men?
今天的丈夫们呐、
Husbands today.
有时候想想我们做男人的，真是有时候不争气啊。
Sometimes I just feel like that as a husband, we just did not just do well.
你为什么总是唯唯诺诺的怕老婆呢
？Why do you always just have the fear, just afraid of your wife?
为什么不能站出来担当家庭的属灵领袖呢
？So why can't you just stand out, just be the leader of the family?
一天到晚像个小女人似的在埋怨老婆，你是有面子吗？没面子啊
！So if you just like a little woman, always complain about your wife.
妻子是期待着你能够站出来，在神在人的面前担当使命，担当家庭属灵领袖的责任呐、啊。
So your wife just hope you can stand out and be the spiritual leader for the family.
所以在这个次序当中，鼓励所有丈夫要刚强壮胆，不要怕老婆，要爱老婆。
So in the just order, I just did encourage the husbands just
不要去责怪老婆，那是要鼓励老婆。
Not to rebuke your wife, but just encourage your wife.
其次是认罪悔改的次序啊。
And the second, that is the sequence of a confession and repentance.
这一点就要鼓励每一位做姐妹的啦。
So in here, I just want to encourage sisters.
女人其实不必再抵赖，对吧
？Actually, women just don't have to deny anymore.
这不是我说，圣经说的，先犯罪的就是你啊。
It's not what I said. The Bible says that you are the one who sinned first.
所以鼓励在世间的每一位所有的夏娃们呐。
Therefore, I encourage all the Eves.
也鼓励你们是勇敢承认、主动担当，去与神配搭同工，完成一个 帮助者的使命啊。
So I just encourage you just to bravely admit and take the initiative to co-work with God and fulfill the mission of a helper.
所以保罗讲的他不许女人讲道，讲的就是这个意思。你的主要的职责就是做配搭。
So when Paul in the Bible says that he would not allow this woman to preach and just want woman to be this co-work.
让你沉浸学到在家里边你可以装备你的 先生你的丈夫啊。
And just to learn in quietness that so that you can just help your husband at home.
让你的丈夫到城门口与长老对话去教导众人多好呢。
So also just let your husband just stand at the gate and that he can have to communicate.With those elders.
你为什么自己把丈夫丢在家里，自己跑到外边四处去出风头？你觉得你在神面前可以交得了这笔账吗
？So why you just let your husband stay at home, and but for you just go outside and just stay on the stage?
既然是先犯的罪，那就先认罪呗。
Since you sin first, and then confess the sin first.
一个姐妹是不是愿意主动的先认罪？这是你自己在神面前沉浸学到。一位顺服的属灵基础、啊、
So whether a sister can just sing first, actually that is a spiritual foundation for a woman to learn in quietness and a full submission.
我们想一想伊甸园当时的图画嘛。
Let's think about the picture in the Garden of Eden.
夏娃一开始就没有学好啊。
So at first Eve did not learn well.
不但没有学好，也没有学够啊。
Not only this, she did not even learn enough.
我相信亚当对夏娃是有一个基本的。教导的有的
I think Adam would have a, just like a, the basic teaching to Eve
跟他解释这棵树上的果子不可说不可吃的道理跟夏娃是讲得很清楚的
I think Adam just told the Eve this very clearly about the rules about not to eat the fruit in the, on the tree
这是男人对女人的教导是男人的 责任、啊、
And that is a man's responsibility
但是看看亚当呢看看夏娃呢
But look at Eve
即使亚当当年说了
Even if Adam said it back then
但是夏娃却缺少一个一味顺服的态度
But Eve, she just lacked an attitude of the full submission
呀以至于我们今天的姐妹们都不懂得顺服丈夫、啊、
Therefore, look at today's sisters and we just do not submit to the husband
今天哪个丈夫还敢说在家里边还敢教导妻子们一桌教老婆老婆马上 no 不教
So, just look at today's men if they want to teach their wife and the wife just say no
啊、老婆拿回来是爱的嘛怎么能教呢
So wife, you just should love her. How can you teach her?
但是殊不知教导妻子是上帝吩咐给丈夫的责任和使命、啊、
But actually, and to teach the wife, that is a mission from God.
当然教导的方式也很多种、啊、
Of course, there are many different ways to teach the wife.
呀、啊、一个丈夫教导妻子可以以爱为根基不要以夸口骄傲为基础、啊、
So the husband to teach a wife just with the encouragement as a foundation.
但不管怎么样
So, but no matter what.
那今天我就在神在人面前跟大家讲一讲啦。
So today, in front of God and people, I just let me share this.
鼓励每一位属上帝的丈夫担当起教导妻子的责任。
I encourage each husband belong to God. It just just bear this responsibility to teach your wife.
所教导的内容是上帝的话语，而不是丈夫的血气和私心呢、啊。
The contents of teaching is God's word, but it's not by your flesh or your just selfishness.
因为当我们不去完成这个使命的时候呢
？Because if we do not just fulfill this mission,
就是妻子要顺服丈夫。
That is, as wife will submit to the husband.
丈夫要爱妻子，教导妻子。
And husband should love and teach his wife.
这个使命不完成，神的震怒就在他们身边了。
If this mission was not fulfilled, then God's wrath is often on them.
只是今天的人的麻木已经没感觉了，无感无知了。
But people's numbness is already just insensible and ignorant.
我们只能求主怜悯吧。
We can only pray for God's mercy.
Yeah, 特别是求丈夫的。
Especially pray the mercy for the man.
要活出基督的样式。
To live out the image of God.
也求做妻子的。
Also we pray for the wives.
活出教会顺服基督的样式吧。
So live out the model just to submit to God.
这就是奥秘。
That is the secret.
也是以后回到神面前要向神交账的内容啊。
Also that's the contents one day we'll give account about.
好，最后是圣洁自守的次序。
Finally, the order of a holiness with propriety.
大家想一想
Think about this.
其实上帝的设计呢
Actually, God's design
是让女人先蒙恩呐、
啊。Is to let women receive grace first.
先犯罪，当然就先认罪嘛。
Because you sin first, then you just confess the sin first.
你先认罪，就有一个先得救的机会啊。
So you confess the sin first, and then you just will be saved first.
你先得救，就先得上帝的赦免的恩典啊。
And also, you just received God's forgiveness first.
对不对？上帝给女人的使命就是男人的帮助者，你为什么要红杏出墙呢
？So God's mission is for women is a helper for men. Why you just get out, jump out, just do things outside of marriage?
如果你不先得力，你又如何成为丈夫的帮助者呢
？How can you just accomplish the mission of a helper if you don't receive the strength first?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
信、望、爱是缺一不可的。
Faith, hope, and love are indispensable.
每一个举手祷告的男人背后，一定有一个圣洁自守的女人，你知道吗
？Behind every man who raises his hands in prayer, there must be a woman of holiness with propriety.
女人的服侍也应该有一个顺服男人的权柄次序在这里，对吧
？A woman's ministry must also obey the order of man's authority.
家庭如此，教会服侍也是一样的。
This is true.For the family, and so is the church ministry.
那些不甘寂寞、争抢教会权柄以及出尽风头的女人，其实事实上已经在活在咒诅中了。
Those women who are unwilling to be lonely and just vying for the authority of the church and fighting for the power of the church are in fact cursed.
我猜肯定不少姐妹会跟我讲，牧师啊，那有一些情况，男人不服侍，难道我们女人就不服侍吗？
So maybe some sister would just argue. So the men they do not serve. So does that mean the women we just don't serve?
你别忘了，今天我是在讲男女的性别律啊。
Don't forget, today I'm just talking about the law of the gender of men and women.
你讲的是福音律啊。
You're talking about the law of the gospel.
一个福音律，一个性别律，哪个律高一点呢、啊？
So the law of the gender and the law of the gospel, which one has a higher level?
那当然是福音律高过性别律嘛。
Of course, the law of the gospel is that this on the top.
如果身边的男人都不起来服侍，都不去传福音，女人该怎么办？不顾一切去传福音啊！当然。
If men they just do not go out to share the gospel, of course the women will go out.
但是一个在福音律当中去传福音的人呢？
However, the one just to share the gospel in the law of the gospel.
难道不应该在圣经当中体会上帝的性别律对你的教导吗
？Shouldn't you just go to also understanding about the teaching of the law of gender?
如果你真明白这个道理呢
？If you truly understand about the truth,
那你就会在你的服事当中、宣教当中、福音当中，好好的栽培你的弟兄，让他们成为一个后来者居上的。一个领袖啊，你愿意吗
？So in this case, in the gospel and the mission, don't you just want to just equip the brothers, and so they can just get up?
我必衰微，他必兴旺，讲的就是这个道理啊。
And that is the truth. Just I'll be small, I'll be just the smaller, and he'll be bigger.
好，详细内容可以在主日学问了。
The details we can discuss in Sunday school.
好，男女性别律在本质上讲的是上帝的创造、拯救和审判。
The gender law of the men and women is essentially about the creation, salvation, and the judgment of God.
Yeah, 男人的本分是活出属灵领袖的托付啊。
A man's duty, that is to live out the entrustment of the spiritual leader.
女人的自守目的是成为男人的帮助者。
A woman's propriety, that is to become a man's helper.
男女次序呢，则是荣神一人的使命啊。
And the order of men and women, that is the mission of the honoring God and the benefiting others.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
感谢你让我们男人能够没有愤怒啊。
And thank you, you just let men, we do not have this the anger.
你让我们不要陷入争论的圈套。
You just let us not fall into the temptation to.
你鼓励我们要举起圣洁的手，随处祷告。
You encourage us to raise your hand, the holy hand, and to pray everywhere.
主啊，你让女人沉静学到一味的顺服。
So God, you just let women just be quietly learning and just submit.
主啊，你的目的我们很清楚。
Lord, your purpose and we know.
你让男女性别律成为荣神一人的器皿。
So you just let it so the law of genders that just become this, we can just honoring God and benefiting others.
主啊，求你帮助我们。
Please help us, God.
能够分辨得清楚今天世界的各样潮流。
So we can just discern an understanding about the trend in this world.
好，让我们行在主的心意当中。
So that we can walk in your will.
呀，感谢祷告奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.